What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Kat and Mark Show. Kat, liking the new outfit, looking good.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, don't mind everybody or everyone that's watching on the YouTube. My skin's like a little crusty right now.
Oh, stop.
So I got a peel yesterday. No, I'm looking very crusty right now. I got like a, you know, one of those facial peels. Okay. I don't know if you know what that is.
It's a real thing. I do, actually. So, I'm in touch with the facial peel. Yeah.
Oh, how do you know what a peel is? Have you had one?
Please, of course. I'll look after my skin. Okay. Have a 3-weekly peel. I'm just fucking with
you. Do you know what a peel is?
I do know what a peel is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, to anybody listening who doesn't know what a peel is, it's just like they put a bunch of chemicals on your skin and it makes it peel.
It sounds like that,
sounds a little bit fucked up. Douse your skin in chemicals. It's going to shred. It's going to burn off.
I just burned 3 layers of my skin.
Yeah, so my skin's looking pretty crusty because it's the best way that I can explain it. But yeah, this is one of my new outfits.
Yeah,
My new wardrobe, because I said new year, new wardrobe.
Yeah.
So, yeah. but I have a funny story from this week, actually. It was a potentially dangerous situation, but luckily it wasn't.
All right, tell me more.
So, I had this client. He's a new client, so I've never seen him before. And he claimed to be a chiropractor.
Oh, shit. I think I know where this is going.
Well, I think he actually was, but my point is that this could have potentially gone really badly. And then I was like, oh, great. Like, you know, you should just crack me up. And he's, anyway, so it sounds like, you know, cracking my back, which, I mean, again, looking back, like, I've just got a stranger that's cracking my back in all different ways. Like, that's okay. Probably a safety issue right there. And then he's like, do you want me to crack your neck? And I was like, okay.
Oh,
and I'm, like, hanging off the bed. And he just, like, literally just, like, ripped my neck like very violently in like every which way. And I mean, look, he did crack my neck and my back, but like looking in hindsight, it wasn't until after that I was like, this could have actually ended my life. Yeah. Really?
It's that feeling, right? I've only had this done a couple of times, but especially your neck, that you're like,
you can die, but you like, he could have been a serial killer pretending to be a chiropractor and then broken my neck to kill me. That was. I don't know if that's what you were thinking. That's what I was thinking, but not until after.
Is that exciting for you?
Well, I don't know if I have a serial killer. We did talk the other week about women having rape fantasies, which I did say that I do have one. I don't think I have a
serial killer.
Kill me.
Just check it.
I think a rape fantasy is a little bit different to a please just stab me real quick right here fantasy.
Have you been to a chiropractor before?
No, I haven't, but after that, I feel like I really want to.
Yeah. I don't, like, are they actually helpful? I don't know. I thought I read on this that it doesn't really do much.
I think it's more of like a humans just like to be cracked up.
They just like to be cracked. I like watching chiropractor videos. Like, if I'm scrolling through, I don't use TikTok, but like Instagram reels or like YouTube reels, and there's one with like a chiropractor who's just like cracking someone.
Yeah, there are some that are really good.
Oh, I've seen one with dogs where they're like,
cracking up the dog.
Yeah, and they like crack the dog's spine and shit.
Why would you do that to a dog though?
I don't know. Because people like.
Well, I guess dogs would have some kind of back issues or whatever.
Factor into maybe?
They have
muscles, they have a spine. I guess it works.
But
anyway, so you almost died.
I could have, really. Yeah, like, if you think about it. But it wasn't until after that I was like, let's just say he was just even, like, not even maliciously. Like, maybe he was just fucking around, like, oh, I'm just going to tell this girl that I'm a chiropractor.
Back,
And then, like, what if he just accidentally snapped my neck, like, not even trying to kill me, but just accidentally snapped it because he wasn't a chiropractor? Or maybe paraplegic or something. But, like, do you see what I mean? It wasn't until way after that I was like, I actually could have, like, just ended up in a wheelchair from this cracking incident.
Well, glad you made it. Do you feel more aligned now?
Well, I mean, he must have been a chiropractor because I'm not dead.
Okay, yeah. But did you feel better after? Would you be like, fuck, I feel so alright?
I mean, what, because I survived?
No, because like, I assume he's cracking and shit.
Do I have a survivor euphoria?
Yeah, no, but is it like, it's meant to like, essentially make you feel better, right?
Well,
I mean, they crack for a reason. It's not just like...
Well, I guess it was a few days ago that my back's all fucked up again now. My back's all twisted. One night of sleep and that just sends my back straight back into its old twisty ways, I think.
Yeah.
so that happened, but I survived. But anyway, so now just going forward, I'm just not gonna let clients crack me up anymore.
Yeah, almost kill you.
Unless it's like just like a basic crack. Like,
okay.
So, you know,
just yeah, like not a, next stuff.
Not like he was doing some next things. Yeah. He was like really twisting me up, but yeah, so no more of that, I think.
Okay.
Anyway, how's your week? You have a very interesting blast from the past.
Blast from the past, indeed. Hey, just quietly, I'm wearing a pink shirt, okay?
So, I'm yeah, sorry. Just, actually, let me. Okay, yeah, let me recap. I didn't give you correct recognition for. Is this the new shirt that you said?
No, this is old. But after our chat about me only wearing black and white, I thought, fuck it.
Actually, you did say you had a pink shirt, but actually, I haven't. What does it say?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Can you read it?
Criminal. It actually says criminal.
Yeah, makes sense.
Wait, there's another word. Stretch it out again. Criminal. Was it running? Writing say dare. Damage, criminal damage.
Damage.
Is that a brand?
I have no fucking idea, but yeah. Anyway,
that's really lame.
Yeah, it's really lame. Fuck you. You're talking about it's lame.
Criminal damage.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's bothered reading my shirt. I don't think anyone walks around and is like, "Hang on, that's really intense cursive writing. Stand still, so I can figure out what your shirt says." Anyway, criminal damage. That's
it's other than the words, it's a cool shirt. Anyone who's just listening,
that sounds like the biggest back-ended problem.
It's a bit tie dye though.
Bit tie dye.
It's tie dye.
It's not tie dye. It's just like.
Tie-dye
is like, I'm picturing tie-dye is like the rainbow colors from like.
No, tie-dye color. Can just be like the blotchy pattern like
is
that.
This tie-dye? No. It's not tie-dye.
That's tie-dye. No, but
hippie stuff. Yeah, it's like hippie, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, to everybody that's on listening, we're doing a live audience today.
Yeah, we brought in a friend that's an expert on tie-dye. So anyone
live just studio audience.
This is not tie-dye. It's like, it's pink with like some
that's
little.
Tie-dye.
Like, tie-dye is, what's the definition of tie-dye?
No, it's where you wash it.
Tie it up and dye it or something. Yeah. It's just like some white patches.
Yeah, it's patchy, like tie-dye.
No, it's not tie-dye. Don't frame me in with tie-dyes. This is wild. It's like a hippie 80s thing, tie-dye.
You got a tie-dye pink tie-dye.
Yeah, that's tie-dye. It's like the little circly, like, trippy, rainbowy type pattern.
It may as well be that.
It's this just is just, that's some white on it. Do you know what? Fuck you. This is why I wear black shirts, all right?
It's just got specks of white.
Specks of white. So anyway.
I don't know. Yeah, look, I don't know if I'm about
it. I get you. Okay, this is why I wear black, right?
Yes.
Back to Pass from the Past.
Yeah, yes, please. Inform us.
I'm curious, after I tell you what happened, because I kind of have to do it. I'm curious if this ever happened to you, okay? So anyway, I've been seeing this girl.
It's just a fly.
Yeah, well, it was attacking me again. Okay? It was attacking me.
You were trying to keep a straight face. To everybody that's like, we're doing this, he's trying so hard to keep a straight face.
I was focused. I was like, taking that fly down. I was waiting
for it to go into your mouth.
Protein. So anyway.
After the
blast of the past. Mm-hmm. Okay. Finally, it's so hard to concentrate. Blast of the past. All right. Fly to wash.
It's a pink shirt. It's not the fly.
Throwing
you off. Let's not blame the fly.
Is it throwing you off a little bit? Okay. So, blast of the past. I got a message from this girl. We've been like seeing each other, whatever, on and off for a long time. Like, I'm thinking I probably met this girl in like 2018 or something. I don't know. It feels like it's been a long time. And I think she, at this point last year, like literally a year ago, I think she like may have been seeing someone, I couldn't remember, or she was like overseas, came back. Anyway, we hadn't seen each other for a little bit and we were going to catch up. So it was like dinner, a drink, sorry, we're going to catch up. And literally like the day of, I just got blocked on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So like years of history, girls chill. We go to catch up. Blocked.
Yeah, you were seeing this girl for a bit.
Like, yeah, yeah. Like on and off. But, and I was like, what the fuck? So I kind of was like confused. I left it, but it's been a year. I was just like blocked. Mm-hmm. Never know what happened. Now I get this long ass message essentially saying, hey, look, I'm so sorry. My ex-boyfriend at the time,
okay,
which sounds like my boyfriend at the time, I don't know the situation exactly, was logged into my Instagram and blocked you. And then she's like, it was probably for the best because like you were causing a lot of fights between us or some shit, right? So number one.
The sex was that good, she couldn't stay away.
Yeah, straight. But like, honestly, number one, has any of you all like exes or boyfriends logged into your shit and like been going through it, number one?
No. Well, yeah, sorry, first point, no, because I think I've spoken about this on the podcast before. Mm. I wouldn't date somebody if they were like that.
Yes.
Because I'm not like that.
Exactly.
Like, I've never gone through a boyfriend's phone. Yeah.
Number two, have you ever had anyone message you like this? Like, they've blocked their memory and then later on hit you up being like, oh, sorry?
I don't think so. Not that it's my
mate. You don't block it, maybe.
Nah, I don't think, no.
Okay. So I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I don't think I've blocked a guy and then be like, oh, hey, me again.
By the way, yeah. It was like, Adam was literally back. Later. Yeah. That's what it felt like.
Yeah, no, I haven't done it. I don't think that happened to me. Yeah. But I mean, I've had like guys where it's like, you know, we maybe dated and then ended things. And then like a few years later, you know, you just get a random like. I've done that as well. I'm guilty of doing that as well, where it would be like, you know, you do the liking their story, or like you create, or you're like, yeah, you have to like a photo from a little bit back so that they actually get the notification. You can't like a recent one. Yeah, that's the reason why people like purposely like old photos. It's not like, oh, hey,
I don't get notifications from the recent ones.
No, you do, but it's because it will get lost. Your like will get lost
in all of
like,
this and 100 other
people. Yeah, 100 other people like your photo. Whereas when it's an old photo that's not getting likes anymore, it'll be like, oh, XYZ.
Yeah, like him strong.
Like this photo because no one else is liking it. Like
back to the first photo that I posted.
Or just maybe a photo from a few weeks ago. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't have to be that far back, but either a photo from like last month or something like that. Something that's not really getting traction right now at this minute. Yeah. And then they'll get the notification. So yeah, like you do that. Or they're reacting to a story or something like that.
Do you know what I like to do? Do you know the reaction to the story?
Yeah.
I just like putting like a laughing emoji. I'll just write lol.
But will it be to something that's not funny?
Just a random
like story. It'll be the sunset?
Yeah. I'll just write lol. Give away my secrets. And then they'll be like, what's funny? You're like, nothing.
And is that your way of like rekindling?
For the next week. They'll be like, what was
funny? But is the point of that to get the girl to come over?
No, I mean, just rekindle conversation. It was kind of like, I found it entertaining. Okay, so liking your photo. Yeah, but yeah, Winston's girl, I was like, what the fuck? It's like a year ago.
I know, but tell everybody what her closing remark was.
Which one exactly?
About the show?
Oh, yeah. She did say, by the way, you and Kat are hilarious.
She didn't do that. I don't know. So I thought she should get an honorable mention if you're watching this live.
All right, what's up? How are you going? Yeah.
We did read your message and we chose not to reply.
No, I'll reply.
Will you?
Probably not. No, she's a super sweet girl. She's really cool. But yeah, it was just weird that it was like a year later, out of nowhere, I get this like dumbass message. But there you go. That was my week.
Have you ever blocked a girl that you've...
Never. I don't think of.
I don't think I've ever blocked a guy.
That's a lie.
I've unfriended and unfollowed guys like after breaking up with them, but that's more just because like I didn't just want to, you know, if it was like a fresh breakup, I didn't want to like see their shit anymore to like make me more sad. It wasn't like a malicious, oh, fuck you, I'm going to unblock you. It was like literally like, okay, we've broken up now. I don't want to see your shit anymore. Unfollow, unfriend or whatever. But yeah, just that's more just like from a selfish point of view, not because I don't want to ever talk to this person again. But yeah, I've never like had to block somebody.
Yeah, I've been the same.
I've only blocked people if they're like, I only block randoms if they're like creepy.
Yeah,
like
that, you know, exactly.
Get creepy people or like abusive people. I mean, you probably don't, but like girls do in their DMs.
No, I had like a stalkerish girl block once.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. And then, yeah, like a girlfriend once, but that was like neutral. It was like, hey, we need to move on. I'm going to like remove you from social media. I don't even know if I blocked or just like unfollowed or something. But I've had a girl that was a little bit intense. And yeah, she obviously had her own shit going on. I don't know. She was a bit much. But she was like, she once like walked up at my place and was like, blowing my phone. Like, it was a bit.
I think I maybe briefly heard this story. Okay, we can save this story for another day. Okay, the first thing that I want to talk about today, done some intense research on we've spoken about this, I think, on the past like couple of episodes, but we wanted to get some like conclusive facts on this, which is, were humans originally polyamorous?
Exactly.
So, Mark, I know that you've done some.
Well, I've been reading. Yeah. Okay, I've been reading. So, Yeah, we spoke about like evolutionary psychology recently on the show. So essentially, what the theory is, or what the science behind this is we can look at biology through evolution, right? So we kind of know that, all right, if you have a giraffe, for example, maybe at some point it had like a normal size neck. But basically what happens over time is we have genetic mutations and variations. And so some giraffes are born with, you know, maybe like a slightly shorter neck, maybe a slightly longer neck. Some giraffes are born with maybe like missing a fucking toe or missing a leg, or they walk slow. And so essentially what happens is over time, the giraffes with like shorter necks probably don't survive as well. They die off. The ones that walk really slow probably die off. But those ones with like longer necks that can go like reach the trees start to survive, and they
fed better.
Exactly. Yep. Right. So that's how evolution essentially happens over time. And so we know these adaptations happen in humans too. So we went from like primates to be able to like stand up, and we developed brains that could understand language and so on and so forth. But this also happened essentially with our minds that I just mentioned, but also like sexually. So over time, we have adaptations that don't help us to like have long necks to feed better or to like hunt better. But we have adaptations to be able to basically have sex with the opposite sex, and also to be able to produce offspring that survive. And so this might be intersex, or it might be like a deer with like horns to fight off like other males, for example. Or in our case, it might be that we, for example, are attracted to women that, you know, we say look good, but essentially those looks, what they represent is that they have healthy genes and they're probably more fertile and able to produce. And for women, they're attracted to men that maybe are a little bit older, have more resources, maybe show investment and are able to like look after the children. So yeah, it's really interesting. And essentially, I've been doing a bunch of reading on this, found out some interesting shit. And one of the questions we had were humans naturally like poly or monogamous? And before I get into this, I think it is important to kind of realize that just because something is natural doesn't mean that it's good. Mm-hmm. Like we're naturally as men, probably like more aggressive. Doesn't mean it's a good thing, right? We shouldn't be, you know, fucking raping, pillaging and starting wars all the time, right? Even though it's probably natural in our biology. And it seems to be the case, sorry if we go on a huge rant cap, but it seems to be the case that if you look at genes, you do gene studies, that there's a lot of variation in the X chromosome, which kind of insinuates that there's been a lot of women that have been impregnated to less men, if that makes sense. So it's probably like less men in history that were fucking like a lot of women.
Yeah, and the rich, powerful ones.
Exactly,
yeah.
Like the harem type stuff. And there's all mixed evidence here. So there's also evidence that suggests that men and women were more poly from an evolutionary point of view, because women, they moan a lot during sex and they scream out a lot, which in bonobos, our closest relative, they also do that to basically like when they're fucking, they're like moaning out to scream to the other guys that like, hey, you can come fuck me too, essentially.
What? Right? Yeah. Right. So from an evolutionary like standpoint, yeah, that's what that means. It means like, hey, I'm open for business.
I'm open for business.
Like, yeah. No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, well, that's the theory behind it anyway.
Well, that, you know, that is actually true, because men tend to not make sound, but women do.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you see, it's like a siren.
Yeah, a siren. Come get it. Then
fuck some, off. I'm very well.
Yeah. And then
I some, am open for business.
There you go, yeah. There's some other evidence that you suggest this is men have a lot of sperm, right?
Yep.
And so they think a lot of the competition happens in basically the motility of the sperm. And even like the suggestions of like the way the head of the penis is shaped is basically to extract out other men's sperm and to like put your own in there, which is like, wow, well, it's really
The way that, crazy. Okay, yeah, because it's got the bulb at the top.
Yeah.
How does that push out other, I guess like a torpedo? It's true, because it's a little bit, it goes in and then it goes in after the head and then it goes, yeah, so it would push them back.
I guess
back.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, scrape it out. All right.
Yeah.
So there's like super interesting. But then there's also evidence to suggest monogamy, right? Which is going to be the way we fall in love, the way we pair bond, the way we feel like jealousy, right? So this is another adaptation where we have this feeling that basically makes us want to get rid of other potential partners for our mate. Again, might come with aggression and things like that. And so these all point towards more like monogamous relationships, the way that like fathers create a bond with their child and whatnot. So it's kind of mixed evidence there. I think what mostly kind of comes out in literature is that we're probably more poly to begin with than when we started. Is, I think you mentioned this last week, when we started to go from more of a nomadic lifestyle to living kind of in one place, creating agriculture. You start to go from a place where you're kind of spreading your resources around everywhere. So people are probably having more sex, you're probably raising each other's children. Now you've got your own place, your own resources, your own family. And so this is where you start to become more monogamous and, you know, pass that down the line essentially. So, yeah.
And it's all very interesting, isn't it? I'm still like, okay, so I've done a little bit of reading myself. And okay, so my theory last week was that is true. Yeah. So what I was saying is that humans do tend to be, well, did tend to be more poly. But my theory, which I stated last week, which is that it was a means, monogamy was invented as a means, or marriage was invented as a means of like kind of controlling society in a way. So you didn't have all the incels just running around. And the stats show that that is true. So apparently there have been stats. So unmarried men, I couldn't actually find the exact stat, but it just said unmarried men are far more likely to commit crimes, especially rape and murder. And that societies with higher levels of unmarried men by far, like, have a higher levels of fraud, theft, rape, assault, and murder.
Damn. Don't get near an insult.
And apparently, this is, again, like, when you progress, like, a little bit further in, like, I guess, Viking time and, like, that kind of time. So, yeah, like, there was the issue when men couldn't, like, so you obviously, what you were saying before, you had, like, the rich and powerful men that had, like, many wives and whatnot. But then the ones that didn't used to then go and raid villages and steal women and sell their husbands as slaves. Yeah. So really, you men actually killed it for all of us.
I'm sorry about that.
So that's what my research shows, that you men killed polyamory because you guys can't be trusted. Can't be you're just raping and murdering everybody.
Exactly. I actually heard this in terms of tribal warfare. Is that the big reason was you ran out of women to be able to breed and grow the tribe. And so... yeah, the decision was made all the time to go essentially raid, kill another tribe and take all the women.
Yeah, that's true.
I was watching this video where they found a tribe that is still like
living. Yeah, there is a few.
And still creaking. They talked to them about like warfare. And so something that they mentioned was, we will like fight for women, or we will fight to show that we're not weak so no one like attacks us. And then they were kind of trying to explain to the tribe, well, we fight for ideology, right? We fight for like our beliefs and what we think. And they're like, what the fuck? Why would you risk your life on like an ideology?
Yeah.
Like,
why would you not do it for women?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, why would you ever risk when it's not actually coming to like production or like your survival? It's like you're doing it over an ideology.
Political views. That's it. Or religion.
Yeah. So yeah, it's interesting. And yeah, I agree. Like we looked at, we talked about incels last week, right?
Incels is what killed polyamory.
Fucking incels, yeah. But it's true, right? Like,
but male incels. So that's you. You're a male. Your species are the ones that killed the fun for everybody. It wasn't women that killed the fun. Women don't kill any fun. We are the fun. We were so fun that we made all of you kill and go to war for us.
Well, this is really interesting, right? Is that the way one sex essentially agrees on what they find attractive influences the other sex behavior. This is what, like, really interesting because.
What do you mean?
So we live in a society now, okay, where. Men usually really try to acquire resources, okay? They like the idea of status. They like the idea of resources much more than women. Like, generally speaking, right? We're talking about averages. And the reason is, it's because that's what women want, right? Like, when women come together and collectively agree that this is what they find attractive, that's what men will start to do. That's what they select for, and vice versa. Yeah. Like, so men basically
men
say,
that can provide for the children.
Exactly, right?
With resources, which I get, obviously, back in the day, it would have been who can... have the most, hunt the most boar or something like that.
Yeah. So it's like, I find this interesting because, you know, you might have men, for example, complain women are so superficial. All they care about their looks, blah, blah, blah. But the only reason women care about their looks so much is because men collectively have said, hey, young, fertile women, they have this look. This is what we find attractive, like hip to waist ratios, symmetrical faces, clear skin, clear eyes. This is what we look for in a partner. So, of course, women are going to focus on that. And when women focus on, hey, I want a man that's a little bit older. I want a man that can garnish resources. I want a man that can look after my kids. Then that's what men will try to obtain, right? So I think it's really interesting to see that dynamic, right?
I had this, it's very true. Like I said, this is a bit of a funny story. I had this client once who was like an older gentleman, like would have been in his 70s or something like that. So he comes, I guess, from the era where it was a little bit more looks focused, I guess, back in his day. Anyway, so it was an alcohol go over to his house once. And he was like, I was wearing like a tight little dress, like my high heels. And he's like, oh, can you just like stand up for a second? Like, you know, I just want to like see something. I was like, oh, whatever, probably just wants to check me out or whatever. And he's like, oh my God. He's like, yes, it's perfect. And I was like, whoa, what's this guy all about? And he's like, oh yeah, from your photos. He's like, this is why I picked you. He's like, from your photos, like the ratio of like your hips and your shoulders and your, I think it was, he's like, your shoulders were wider than your hips. Or I think it was something like that. It was like a hip to shoulder ratio. And he's like, I can see it from the photos and that's why I picked you. But he's like, I didn't know if that was like Photoshop, if that was real. So he's like, I wanted to stand up so I could see if that was like real. And he's like, oh no, it is. Like that's the golden ratio, which I think my hips could be bigger. So I don't know. But I guess back then, like if they're a little bit, they like.
So did you get like a people. Or he was like.
No, it was just like, it was just like if your shoulders stick out more than your hips. I think that's what he was saying, which I have like no hips. So I was like, that doesn't sound good to me. But I get, well, back then in his day, it was more attractive to be slimmer, like really slim, which I am. So.
Oh, this is something else that I found really interesting is that they were speaking about how men and women get wrong to a certain degree what the other sex actually finds attractive. So for instance, if you put up like a bunch of women and you ask men like what is a perfect like thinness, right? Like how much weight should this person have on a body or how like thin should she be? Men pick like a certain category of women, which is like let's say like in the middle, for example. But if you ask women what they prefer to be, they will say a lot skinnier. And if they say what do you think men find attractive, they will say a lot skinnier. And also with men, if you think about like the bodybuilders, right? A lot of guys are like, this is the perfect body, like just completely like walking around with so much muscle mass and like just looking roided up. And guys are like, this is what women would love. Like the more muscle, the better. But then again, average wise, if you speak to a lot of women, they would say, yeah, dad bod, or like.
Which dad bod is kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
It's not unhealthy, but it's not ripped.
Yeah. Or just, or even like just being muscular, but without being like so roided up and like with all this muscle on you. And so, yeah, it's really interesting that there's like misperceptions as well as to what like each other find attractive.
I seen a meme the other day about bodybuilding. It was actually really funny, but it's very true speaking as a girl. And it was like, I got like really shredded or whatever at the gym to like get girls and all I got was guys at the gym applauding me. And like, that was it. And I was just like, that's actually really true. You do it for other guys, really. Yeah. But it's I guess the same thing as well with like, I mean, I guess girls looking good for guys is a reason, but I mean, it's also even just looking good for other girls. Well, like, you know, you do like think like, oh, you know, if you're going to a party or whatever, you do think like, oh my God, other girls are going to think like, I haven't washed my hair or whatever. Like I don't wash my hair. I don't get my nails done or something like that. So you do care what girls think of you as well.
Yeah. Well, this goes down to like competition as well. Yeah. Right? Which something else was really interesting is, there's different competitive ways that men and women, essentially compete. Right. So, women, for example, might try to put other girls down. Or if, for example, a girl's like, oh, I'm going to get a haircut. How much hair should I take off? If women feel competitive, they'll be like, you should cut a lot of it off. Like, they will actually say to themselves.
I'm guilty of doing that. I'm guilty of telling a girl that something that looks terrible actually looks really, it looks really good.
Never wear that, okay? Especially when around me.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. No, I'm guilty of doing it. I think every girl is guilty of doing it. Especially in high school, you do things like that as well. When you're friends with someone who's like more attractive. Should I wear this dress to the party? Yes, absolutely. It's like a sack or something. Yeah.
And also, what I read, I'm interested what your thoughts are on this, Kat, is when you're in a relationship, if you might not just have jealousy externally, but if you're like in, let's say, whatever number, like if you're sitting there as like an average looking girl or guy and you're dating someone that you think is like above average, then you might also have like this internal jealousy where you're like, fuck, like I'm punching above my pay grade here. And so what they've found some couples do is actually like put down their partner to like remove that sense of, you know, so if your partner's an 8, you degrade them enough to make him feel like a 6. And so now they're not going to go out there and like look for anyone else. And so this is where you can probably like explain a lot of like interpersonal relationship abuse, where you have like guys putting girls down or even be like physically abusive. A lot of that can come from this competition and this jealousy and not wanting them to feel like they can get anyone else, which is like really interesting way to explain like the negatives of like relationships too. Yeah.
God. Yeah. Probably. Yeah. I mean, I'm very attractive, so I've never had an issue. I can't say that. Yeah. I can't say I've ever been with somebody like where I'm like,
I feel like, look, you do deserve me, okay? You're gorgeous, all right? Don't worry.
I feel like I'm always someone that's like, I can probably do better.
Yeah. You have to lift them up, you know? They're like, you sure I'm good?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know
what you're saying,
but.
It's like, we're the two most arrogant people. Yeah, it's tough being us, you know?
What did I say about us last week? I was like, we weren't just born this funny and good.
Exactly. That's really funny.
Real talk though.
Yeah.
Good chat.
True, yeah. But yeah, I've found this. I've been diving into this. I've been watching all the podcasts on this. It's been like super interesting. So I'm sure there'll be more things that like pop up over the podcast that are. It's from this, but yes.
Yeah, I feel like well, this is probably something that we will circle back to.
Yeah.
But speaking of attractiveness, another thing that I want to circle back to, which we did slightly touch on last week,
mm-hmm.
which was pheromones.
Yes.
So I was saying last week that you're actually more, men and women are actually more attracted to your natural pheromones than like a perfume or something like that. So the science of this, well, apparently even just pheromones itself are not actually proven, which I found. So apparently pheromones itself are like in the scientific community are they're divided, and there's no conclusive theory on if they're actually like a real thing. Okay. But anyway, from the people that do believe that they are real, apparently there's two types of pheromones.
Mm-hmm.
That guys produce, which is you've got the fresh sweat pheromone, androstenone. I don't know if you're saying that right. So that's like fresh sweat, like it's literally being excreted from your body, like right at this minute, right? So it's fully fresh. But apparently, this pheromone,
mm-hmm.
when it oxidizes, which is within like what, a few minutes or whatever, that's when it turns into the bad smell, which is like that's like BO. But apparently, like when it's fresh, it actually women find this attractive, the studies show.
Okay.
Another study actually showed as well that
because essentially, like when it oxidizes, I think it's probably when like the bacteria come in, byproducts and stuff. So it's like the fresh smell.
Yeah,
so if you're like fucking and you're sweating a bunch, it's like that initial smell before it turns into like BO.
Yeah. So the reasons for the different smells that I found in my research of energy, it was so my theory last week was that it was like a health thing, like you can smell like I guess how healthy they are. Which so that was one thing that they did find, like it was like a not necessarily health, but like a marker of like, okay, this is just a more compatible mate and they can smell healthier because they don't smell like shit, right? Yeah. But another one was apparently just biologically you are able to detect people that are the most different to you.
Mm.
And you're attracted to them just to avoid that. That's obviously to avoid breeding with somebody who's like too
similar to you. Like from an evolutionary point of view, going back to that, is you want biodiversity. So the more different genes you can have, the more mutations you have, the more like ability you can to survive adversities in the environment. So typically we always want to breed with people that are most dissimilar to us genetically, typically. So there you go.
There was another study that also showed that apparently men can smell when women are fertile and that they are like, almost 100% will pick, like when asked to like pick, like, oh, which scent is more attractive? They always pick the fertile smell one. So I guess that, but that biologically, like, you'd want to mate with the girl that is more fertile, right?
Yeah,
so 100%. That's like another thing. Like, if you're going to pick a mate, you're not going to pick like the infertile.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think this is, again, this must be why I am so attractive to men, because I have like, I don't know if I said this on the podcast before, I come from like a super fertile lineage.
I am hyper fertile.
I am hyper fertile.
The woman that never wants kids.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's wasted on me. There have been like multiple women in my family that have like gotten pregnant, even on contraception. It's like superhuman fertility.
Oh, shit.
We have like, it's like 100% success rate. You only need that sperm only needs to hit once. And
we're open. And so obviously when you're ovulating that, you like smell better during that like phase of the month.
I did tell you that there was a guy that ate my period the other day. I must have smelled really good. I must have smelled super fertile. Then he's like, I want a piece of that.
I feel like sometimes I can tell where everyone's at in a cycle. Like, I know when she's like ovulating, because usually, I'm sure there's a lot of markers here, but one of the easiest markers, I feel like these girls are more horny. Right. But I wonder if like smell has something to do with it as well. Interesting.
Yeah. So yeah, apparently you guys like fertile women. Yeah. Which I am. So
all right. There you go. Oh, that's your bio. Super fertile.
Yeah, I know, but I know my very wasted super fertility.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I'm cursed. It's a bit scary to be this fertile.
Yeah.
I know. God. I've been on contraception since like as long as I can remember. I'm too scared to get off.
Since she was three. Just in case.
So anyway, and then I also was doing research as well into like, why do some people just smell like shit?
Okay.
Like, why do some guys just actually just smell like awful shit? Yeah. And they said that the thing that they can put that down to is genetics. Like, worse.
And healthier people, I wonder if we can find this out. Like, if I put on like 100 kilos, I eat Maccas, and I start smoking, and I don't work out, would my BO, would my smell worse at that point as opposed to what I am now? Or is it all just like you're born this way?
So I was trying to do a bit of research in that too. Like, can I
improve my sense?
So I was looking into, can you improve your pheromones? And basically the only thing that it said for guys was to increase your testosterone intake. So like,
So steroids,
it said zinc.
Okay. Yeah. Zinc helps.
Zinc apparently helps.
Also just a healthy diet. And
it didn't even say that. It literally just said to increase your testosterone. But this is what I'm saying. Research on this is very vague, because there's no clear cut consensus on pheromones, full stop, in the scientific community. So the research is very polarizing. But it did say to, like, I guess have more pheromones is to exercise regularly, because then you've got that, which I exercise every single day. But then I was, so I'm like loaded with pheromones. But then, because I was like, I'll go to the gym, but obviously I shower, like I don't like go see people sweaty, but they're like, oh, the pheromones can like linger in your hair or like, you know, something like that. So they're like, you know, if you are exercising a lot and maybe you haven't washed your hair in like 5 days, and you've got a buildup of like 5 days worth of pheromones in your hair, and that,
I've got a lot of pheromones sitting in my hair.
Are you exercising a lot?
I am, every day.
Since when do you exercise every day?
Since like the last 3 years. What are you talking about?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's proof why we're so attractive.
Exactly. That's
we're loaded with pheromones right now.
Did you not think I exercised?
Well, I lately haven't, because I've been complimenting you on your arms a bit.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Appreciate it.
So, But anyway, so this just proves why we are awesome. We are jam packed with pheromones. And I only wash my hair like once or twice a week, because there's so many pheromones in you. Yeah. So
we should change this show to just Cat and Mike Awesome. We sound like dickheads.
We do. We can have a laugh. We're actually just joking, but we do have a lot of sex.
Yeah.
So the proof is in the people who want to fuck us.
Yeah. So. True. Yep.
I
agree.
I know.
All right, cool.
I mean, we even wanted to fuck each other, so our pheromones actually clearly worked on each other.
Exactly.
So
it's all pheromones.
That's some Cat and Mike lore for you.
Exactly, right. I'm going to put this in my bio. Pheromone. Great pheromones.
I feel like that could be like an interesting bio.
That could be. Yeah. Yeah.
Great pheromones.
Extra fertile. By the way, don't want kids.
Should I make a Tinder just for the lols?
You should. Yes.
I've been seeing a lot of people on Twitter lately posting like really just funny shit from Tinder. And I was like, I feel like I'm missing out on a lot of laughs.
Yeah, get it. It'd be fun. Yeah,
100%. Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Let's do it.
I don't know if I would like anybody from Tinder. Like, I feel like just the sheer thought of someone even being on Tinder would be a turn off for me.
Okay. What about, like
how, do you not have a job? Like, how do you have time to be on Tinder?
What about Ginge?
It's the same thing. Like, just the thought, the fact that somebody has to be on Tinder, I know is like shitty to say because everyone is on them. But I just to go out and meet people. I'm old fashioned.
I've got a solution. Have you heard of Raya?
Yeah, I have. Actually, that is one that I would use.
Okay, get on that.
Yeah, well, you have to know people to get on it. Do you have any advice? Oh, gee, actually. I did know someone who was on it who was then going to try and get me on it. Mm. One of my, like, more wealthier clients. But then I don't know, he's like, oh, I don't even remember my lawyer or whatever. I think he just wanted to keep me doing something. So he never ended up. But there's a couple people on it, but... if you can get me on it, get me some rich and famous dick.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. I have a question.
Hit me.
Which, so this is a question from the audience, but by audience, I mean myself.
Okay,
get
ready to us. This email looks familiar. What's the question?
All right. So my question is, do men experiment on each other when they're younger in the same way that girls do? So caveat here for any guys listening going, what the fuck does that even mean? Because girls will know, guys are probably sitting there thinking, what the fuck is going on? What am I listening to? So women, when they're younger, like will, I guess, experiment is probably the only word I can say. Like, you know, kissing each other or I guess compare vaginas, like compare boobs. Like even just speaking from personal experience, my best friend and I, like, well, I'm a childhood best friend, we like made out with each other before making out with boys because we wanted to not be shit when we made out with boys. And we like had practice sessions of making out with each other. And we also compared boobs and we compared vaginas.
How did this conversation happen? You're sitting there one day and you're like, yo, I'd really like to learn how to make out. And she's like,
yeah, no, it was like, you would know, you knew when you were going to make out with a boy. Like you pre-knew, like you and him were like going on your first date to the movies or something like that. And it was like the first time you were going to be alone with this boy. So it was the first time that you knew you were going to be in a situation with a boy that you could kiss them and you knew you wanted to kiss them.
Okay.
So it was like, okay, I need to be prepared for this situation. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And as a best friend, you're just like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, I can't exactly remember how the conversation happened, but it was just like, maybe we should. But anyway, well, yeah, it's not weird. Like, a lot of girls I've spoken to.
Did this happen with you too?
No.
Okay. Did you do any experimenting with your girlfriends at all?
Not really.
Did you compare clit sizes or anything?
No. I don't know if my cousins and stuff did.
My cousins did as well.
I know a lot of Swedish girls where, like, their first ever sexual experiences were all with their friends.
Yes. So, well, we didn't actually do – I never did anything sexual with my girlfriends, but, like, I mean, would I have if they had maybe said, hey, let's just stick our fingers in each other and see what it feels like? I mean, I probably would have said yes. I was pretty – I was always a little horny, sexually open-minded person, so I probably would have said yes. But, yeah, I know – so even one of my cousins as well said that her and her best friend practiced fucking on pillows, like not with each other, but it was like they were, like, watching porn and then, like, practice fucking on pillows with each other and, like, watching each other's thrusting technique or bouncing technique. But, like, so these are things that girls do. And, like, and we were like, oh, do our boobs look the same and whatever? Okay, that's the lore of this question. Okay. So do guys do that? Are you guys making out with each other and comparing dick sizes?
No. I mean, not that I've ever heard of. Look, if they're two, like, best friends where this happened with, they're probably too, like, embarrassed or shy to tell anyone.
Yeah, well, okay, if someone had come up to you, like, your best friend in high school and be like, hey, can you make out with me so I'm not shit? Would you have been like, oh, my God,
number one, wouldn't have taken him seriously at all. Okay. And number two, I would have been, like, disgusted at that point.
Oh, what, really?
Scared, if you want to call it that. But, yeah, not a chance. Like, this is what it mostly looks like with guys, or it looked like with me. So when I had that time of, like, oh, fuck, I'm going to be alone with this girl, like, da-da-da, I went up to the one guy I knew that, like, had sex before, and I was like, tell me everything. It wasn't like, hey, can we compare dicks? It was more like, it was just like, yo, where is the clit? Like, what is that thing? And he's like, okay. We sit down. He's like, so this is what you want to do first. I'm like, all right, tell me more. I'm like, so how do I finger her? Like, what do I do? And so it was more like him explaining like what you do with the girl in essence. It was never like, and I never really had that curiosity. I wonder if other guys do, but I never really had that curiosity. Like, I wonder what other guys' dicks look like, or like, I wonder if I know. I never had that. But once again, like, I don't know if I can't, I honestly, I can't picture any of my friends growing up going to someone else and being like,
let's make out.
Yeah. Like, it's more like you might ask the guy, like, okay, you made out with this girl. Like, do you use tongue, or like, what do you do? That's more what
it looks like. Why is it not gay when women do it, but it's gay when men do it? Why is that? Because like right now, me sitting here right now being like, yeah, my friend and I used to hook up and compare vaginas. You're not sitting here going like, oh my God, you lesbian. Like, and that's just what all girls did that. Any girl, like, I mean, any girl that didn't do it maybe just didn't have friends that they were close enough with that they maybe couldn't do it with. But yeah, like my friend and I, we've been friends for like 10 years or something like that. So we'd obviously already seen each other naked so many times. We did like everything together. But yeah, well, why is it gay when men do it?
It's probably like hugely cultural and social, right? Because it does feel that way. Like if men do it, you are labeled as gay. It does feel weird for them. Probably what you're thinking as well, if like girls find out, I'm probably now not a sexual option. Like they probably think it's weird. They probably think I'm gay. Whereas for guys, if we hear it about girls, we're kind of like, oh, that sounds fun. Like two girls like playing with each other or checking each other out. That sounds interesting. So there's probably like a huge social and cultural thing there. I wonder if there's something that's a little bit genetic there, because I'll need to read up on this again. I feel like women are more inclined to like look at other girls and like find them attractive and be.
Yeah, well, like, but I'm not bi.
Yeah, all exactly. The time,
but I still made out with a chick.
Yeah. So yeah, it's probably like.
Right, we'll have to, there's a lot of things that we're getting really scientific on this show. We might just circle back to this one.
Yeah, I imagine it's very cultural.
You know, and the thing about the mate thing, so, okay, I did have this client once who was talking to me about porn, right? And I don't know, we're just having a conversation about porn. I can't even remember what we're talking about. But then he, like, just casually drops, like, oh, yeah, I usually like watching trans porn, like just, you know, a trans chick fucking, like, another chick. And I was a bit, like, confused by this because I'm not trans. So I was like, oh, okay. And then he was like, looked at me and he was like, oh, wait, no, I didn't mean it like that. He's like, no, I'm not gay. I'm like, and I was like, oh, I mean, that's really cool. Lots of guys are into trans girls. He's like, no, I'm not into trans girls. I don't like penis. And I was like, oh, trans porn is like really trending right now. It's totally fine.
It really is.
And he's like, no, I didn't mean it like that. Like, I like girls. And then he like, well, cause I wasn't like disgusted, but I was a little bit like,
curious. Oh. Yeah.
Was I turned off a little bit? Yeah, I think I might have been a bit because he's like, oh, I usually watch trans porn. And I was like, okay, so that you clearly don't find me.
But would you be just as turned off if he said, okay, I love watching like obese women, or I love watching like black porn, or I love like other characteristics that aren't you?
I wasn't disgusted. It was just
not
like,
disgusted, but like, because I can imagine like if a girl came up to me and was like, oh my God, I really love surfer guys. Okay. Yeah. Like really blonde, long, luscious hair, blue eyes.
Yeah.
Or something,
I think it threw me off because it's like, it's not me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe that is what it is. So maybe there is like if a girl. Yeah. Because I mean,
or if someone came up to me and was like, I'm lesbian. I just love women. I'm kind of like, well,
yeah, that's true. I'm not into bi guys. They tend to have a bit of an aesthetic though. I guess.
Yeah, but would you be into a bi guy that didn't seem bi? No. So, for example,
I don't think I could.
How come that?
I don't know. I feel like that's just too much competition.
Oh, okay. It's like you're done with the competition now.
Like I'm just competing with everybody.
It makes it too difficult.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I've ever been that. Yeah, I don't think I've ever like had like been invested that much with like a bi guy, to be honest. But I don't know if I would. So, like, maybe. I'll have to see. Yeah.
But I think there is like, there's something to be said about sexual variety. Like men do like a lot of sexual variety and they tend to watch like a lot of different types of porn and different types of kinks. And so I think like one of those things that's coming up, as you said a lot lately, is like trans porn. Like it's something that's different, something that's new. And I think a lot of guys can be into that without actually, as this guy was like very defensively saying, but I think you can be into like a little different porn without necessarily, as you said, like wanting to be with men per se. So I think, yeah.
And it's all fetishes as well. Like, I mean, I see this in work all the time as well, especially like with guys that are like married, and other girls will attest to this as well, is that they want to just try things just to try it. Mm. Like, they want to try things with an escort that their wife or girlfriend want to do. Like, anal. Yeah. Is always the biggest one. Yeah, things like even pain or whatever. She's like, oh, my wife want to do it, but I just want to see what it's like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because that's what it is, just experimenting.
Yeah, exactly.
They're curious.
Yeah. Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Okay, so my sex fact of this week, which has to do with smells, actually.
Okay.
Which is, I am a big, strong advocate of just the natural scent, but I mean, not everybody can smell as naturally fantastic as I do.
Sure.
So if you, if you're a man and you smell like shit and you have to wear cologne, if your natural pheromones don't smell good, apparently perfumes containing musk are the most attractive to women.
Okay.
The musk smell, which is really weird, but I mean, I love musk. The lollies, is that the same? That the same scent?
I don't know.
That's the same thing.
Is there a cologne weird that guys wear that you are like, damn, this is good? Like, is there one that you know of?
No, I've never been a big fan of.
You're really not, yeah. Because most girls that I speak to, like, they have one. Do you have one, by the way? One cologne that you're like, damn, this is for me.
No.
All right, well, fuck you. Both of you guys are just.
I feel like everyone was like 1 million.
1 million, yeah, is a cologne guy.
It smells good. Like, there's definitely colognes that I'm like, okay, yeah, that smells nice, but.
You just like the natural, yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind manly musk, like, honestly. I'm a very big, strong believer in the natural scent.
Okay.
I know, which is very hippie of me, isn't it?
It's very, yeah, I'm surprised.
I know, because I see lots of.
I was, like, super surprised.
I know, I see lots of girls, like, posting their, like, Tom Ford, Versace perfumes, but.
You get pheromone.
I had no complaints.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Perfect.
Yeah, that's my.
Thank you.
That's my sex factor this week.
I'd be curious.
I've got a secondary sex factor.
Before you do that, I'd be curious if girls let me know what cologne you guys like. Or guys, they can let you know what perfume like. I'd be like super curious what people are into.
I just go for the natural scent and give a fuck what people are into. But all right, you should be wearing masks. No, but apparently, do you? Do you have a good natural smell that you've been told?
Don't I'm so confused. Of course I have.
Well, because I'm trying to think if I've smelled you. I might just smell you after this show.
Have a whiff.
My nose in your armpit.
I'll need to get some fresh sweat going. I'd see this place, I probably have a natural sweat going anyway. So.
Yeah, no, because you keep complaining that it's too hot in here, so I had the aircon cranking before you.
No, it's always too hot in here, yeah.
Wait, is it nice and cold in here now or not? What, seriously?
Listen, you don't understand. I want to feel like I need to put a jacket on. That's what like my standard of like good temperature is. So it's always going to be too hot, but at least it's not really hot. So yeah, thank you.
Okay, and then my secondary sex, just because it's got to do with this week. Osmology is the study of odors.
Osmology. Okay. I think you're going to be an osmologist by the end of the year.
I pretty much already am. I'm telling you.
You're an osmologist. Yeah.
Natural scent.
Yeah. There you go. Pheromone queen.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what? Maybe we wouldn't like each other's pheromones because we're both Croatian.
Well, exactly. We're not similar enough.
Yeah.
Maybe we're like, ugh. Yeah. Maybe. All right. Fun week.
Yeah.
Fun week. Yeah. Let us know if you have any questions. Don't forget, guys. All right. Smash. Destroy. Get on.
Yes.
Subscribe, like.
That it's where my G spot is. That's exactly, where my clit is. My clit is actually the like and
sniff subscribe. It out, okay? It'll be thrown away.
Yeah, on YouTube and on all the podcasts. Actually, go if you're watching us on the podcast apps,
yeah.
Go onto our YouTube right now and then go onto all of our platforms and like and subscribe anyway.
Exactly.
And follow us as well. So I expect an influx of likes and followers on every single one of our platforms.
There you go.
Yeah. Mark's G-spot is also the...
My G-spot, okay. And this is the last week I'm wearing any black and white. All right, fuck you. All right.
Yeah, that pink shirt just really
showed me off. The tie-dye.
I feel like that's very women repulsive.
Okay.
Tie-dye,
Listen, I'm happy to go to black and white. This was your idea.
Yeah.
This is your fault, I'm actually. Sorry. Yeah, that's all right. I accept your apology. All right, guys. Love you all. See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.